Well, co-working is vital to the startup ecosystem. No one works in a bubble. And when you're a startup founder, you end up exactly that, in a bubble, alone, trying to figure everything out, especially if you don't have any partners. And if you rent an office, or you're working out of your garage or your living room, you don't have that frequent flow of people, experienced professionals to bounce ideas off of, to collaborate with, maybe even do business with. So co-working is perfect for startups, because you come here, you don't operate alone. There's other people in the same position you're in, trying to figure it out as they go along. And so people, they group up, they talk about what works, what doesn't. But what's also nice about co-working is we also have a lot of experienced professionals here. And the experienced professionals love to mentor. And at least at this, at my co-working space, I love to play mentor match and find people that want to give back to the community, want to work with somebody who's got a new idea but just doesn't know where to start. And I can match people with the skill sets that they need. So I can't think of a better place to start a company than in a co-working space.
Welcome to Startup Ecosystem, No Stupid Questions, where we unabashedly dive into the topics and questions that most startups and entrepreneurs are smart enough not to ask in public. Here's your host with all of the stupid questions, Joseph Hacker.
Hey guys, thanks for watching another episode of Startup Ecosystems, No Stupid Questions. I'm excited to dive into this one because I wholeheartedly believe in co-working and community. So, Paul, thanks for joining us on the show. Can you start out by sharing just a little bit about your co-working venture X and your location and kind of how what you've got going on here?
Yeah, sure, Joseph. Thanks for having me. I'm the owner of Venture X Denver downtown on 16th. We're right on the 16th Street Mall in the end of the mall near Cap Hill. We're very close to the Capitol building, the courthouses, and a lot of stuff around here. So that's where we are. We're a nice mix of startups and experienced professionals. So you get a little bit of everything.
Now, your location is fairly unique. You've got two stories. You've got this amazing rooftop view. And I know that you are really looking to kind of even mix your the startups and the businesses that operate out of your location, get them collaborating a little bit too. So how's that been going, and what's your vision for that?
Yeah, sure. So we do have two floors here, 25,000 square feet. So there's quite a lot of space. We're not as compressed as typical co-working spaces. So our members have a lot more space to move around. And right here, we have this beautiful view of the Colorado Rocky Mountains. And I was just sitting out there on a call on the porch in the sun. It was really nice. So I'll give you an example. As we had a guy working to start a Bitcoin company, crypto trading company, and he had never done it before, loved crypto, joined our co-working space and was so excited about his idea, and but didn't really know where to start. He had to hire employees and didn't understand how that process worked. He didn't understand the difference between S-Corp, C-Corp, LLC. And so I was able to find, an accountant to talk to him about corporate structures, and then someone else in payroll and accounting to help him figure out his HR problems. And that's really easy to do, and those are the matches that we make all the time here.
That's awesome. And that's a personal touch that you bring in kind of helping people form their network.
Yeah, I've been mentoring companies for a long time. It's something I'm very passionate about. I've worked with Boomtown in Boulder and Energize Colorado during the COVID shutdowns, helping businesses survive. Then I moved into this in 2020, and I see this as an extension of that, just on a more personal scale and more localized scale. Everybody's here together. It's a community.
Now, I, for a long time, believe in co-working as a vital part of the ecosystem. I consider things on-ramps, and so this is kind of an entry point for a person who can't maybe afford their own office, or also just really understands the benefit of working in a community and kind of learning from each other and just even having the opportunity to bump into each other while grabbing a cup of coffee and saying, hey, what is it that you work on? In your words, what makes the co-working vital to the startup ecosystem? How do you see it all blending together?
Well, in a different venture I was starting in 2018, I remember I had a team of four, and we were looking at spaces to work. And I started on LoopNet, traditional commercial office space. And for my budget, which was about $2,000 a month, I would have either been way out in the suburbs in a business park in something really, really small, or I would have ended up in a basement, lower level, very poor renovation, very small space. And I would be sitting in a box with these other four people staring at them all day, every day. And then I discovered co-working, and that totally changed it, right? Because we were able to get our own private space, but then we were able to have access to, you know, thousands of square feet of common space, cafes, everything. So for the same budget, I got so much more. And that's just amenities and real estate, right? But what you're asking about is the interactions, yeah, right? And when you work, like, forget startups for a second, but when I work, I like to meet and talk to different people every day. I used to be an engineer in oil and gas, and I worked with other engineers, and we were all the same. We all had the same background. We did the same thing, same training, similar schools and education. And, you know, it's fun. I still keep in touch with a lot of them, but co-working, you meet people with from all different walks of life and all different sorts of ideas and differences. And so that's interesting on its own. But then when you're starting a company and you can be around other startup entrepreneurs going through the same thing you're going through, having the same questions you have, I can't imagine a better place to do it.
Yeah, I mean, that collaborative space, even just the opportunity to bump into another startup or entrepreneur is huge. And then on the greater landscape of the startup community, I also feel that these are good entry points. You get a bump into other startups and just compare notes. Just like, you know, how are you formed? And what are you operating on? A safe note, a convertible note? What, you know, how are you exchanging equity? And just that opportunity for shared knowledge helps form more complete startups, so that if they do migrate up and they do go on to venture capital or they do go on to bring on more employees, they had the opportunity to learn from each other versus like sitting in a cubicle or a rented office space all alone. Being a small business owner in your own retail space or in your own office space can be very isolating, even from your own employees.
Yeah, absolutely. My first startup was in my living room, you know, and I was all alone, and I didn't have people to just bounce ideas off of. So it really is like an incubator. You come here and you get a lot of input. Everyone's willing to talk, listen. You sit down in the common area for lunch and you meet someone new every day, and you ask them about what they do, and you find common interests or common challenges, and you talk through them. And then we see companies, they start here. You can start with just a desk or a chair out in the common area, and they grow, they add employees, maybe they take a private office, maybe take a couple private offices, and then they graduate, and we have a little party, and we send them on their way, and they go to their own private space, the traditional lease when they're ready and they're the right size for it.
Now, this is just my opinion, and I would love to see more venture capital firms reinvesting in what I call entry points. And I would like to see venture capital groups reaching out to co-working spaces and saying, not just how can we have events at your place, but how can we partner with you to start equipping? Can we send mentors over on a regular basis? How can we invest in that, in the ecosystem, to start farming up better, more equipped companies, so that we have better deal flow upstream? Mm-hmm. What are ways that you could think of that venture capital firms and even angel investment firms can work with you?
Well, actually, we have a venture capital firm with an office right here.
Okay.
And for that very reason, they like to keep an eye on the ecosystem, what's going on, but also the companies that they invest in, they like to encourage to co-locate their office close by so that they can be around and help and keep ideas, keep a tab on their ideas and what they're doing. As far as other ways, I mean, we have great event space, so it's a great place to hold events. Great way to meet and socialize. We just had our happy hour yesterday. Can always drop by and see who's here, see who's working on what. We had several entrepreneurs, one, two-person companies attend that happy hour. Probably would love to talk to people. That's one way they could host an event for entrepreneurs at a co-working space. There's many members here, but you can bring in outside groups as well. We love to foster the community in that way.
Awesome. That's amazing that you've got a venture capital group right here. How did that relationship start?
They sought us out as being in the right location for them and the right part of town where they thought that they could locate and get a lot of exposure. So. It's great. They moved in a few months ago, and they're growing quickly.
What types of businesses are you seeing here in your co-working space?
It's all over the board. We have everything from established engineering firms and defense contractors, political consultants, down to the startups where we have logistics company, we have a legal services firm, software development company. It's a little bit all over.
The Denver startup ecosystem. We're coming out of COVID. How are you seeing companies re-engage and then come out of their work from home type of environment? How are you seeing that improving? And is it?
Yeah. Well, we're not seeing companies completely give up on work from home. A lot of people really like that. But they're doing this hybrid environment, not hybrid to traditional office space, but hybrid to co-working. You don't need much of a commitment, but you can build a relationship with us and you have a place to bring all of your people from working from home, maybe local, maybe from all over the country. Sometimes they all fly in. And you have a collaborative day or two per week or per month. And so it really works out. They order in lunch, they take a big space for themselves, and they all work together for a day or two. So we're seeing a lot of that. Some companies are coming back entirely and being here every day, but it's mostly the hybrid, like I described.
So I would like to see more collaboration between organizations like the SBA and Denver's own economic development departments and that. What type of collaborative efforts are you seeing happen?
I don't know.
I think that's an area for improvement.
Yeah,
I would like to see a lot more cross-pollination.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we got Startup Week coming up again. That's always a great event for downtown Denver. We expect there to be a huge in-person attendance this year. It was coming back last year, but this year everyone's so hungry for it. So that's a great start.
Well, here's a stupid question on that. Last year was my first Denver Startup Week.
Okay.
What was the collaboration like working? Did Denver Startup Week work with you? Did you just know about it and then therefore you were trying to do your own events? What was that collaboration like?
Well, VentureX was a sponsor for the Startup Week, and we hosted a booth talking about different working options, co-working options for people, but also just all the owners. We're all individually owned. There's five locations here in Denver, but all the owners, we spread out and we networked and we met people. And a lot of the events we've done throughout the year came out of Startup Week. We met people from the development office at the city. We met people at different companies. We've held lots of events out of that. So as people come back out of COVID, you know, the interaction is getting going. We have great space for events, and we have great space for companies that want to become a resident. For Startup Week this year, we're expecting them to need a lot of space for breakout events, discussion panels, workshops, and so I think VentureX is going to play a big part in that this year.
Okay, yeah, and was that kind of the case last year? I think that events should kind of circulate throughout the ecosystem, whether it's a co-working space or, you know, strangely enough, a lot of breweries are behaving like co-working spaces too now. and I think that there should be a concerted effort to circulate people and get them introduced to all these great resources that we have throughout the city.
Well, if you stay in your silo, you're not going to cross-pollinate in your ideas, and it's always better to branch out. So Startup Week last year was mostly at their facilities. It wasn't quite big enough to need extra space. People were still very worried about COVID. If you remember, we were in the Delta, I think. Mm-hmm. Delta. So this year, they're expecting to need much more space. So they are going to be spreading out throughout the city like they have in years past.
Okay, awesome. Yeah. Again, last year was my first year. So what was that like in years past? Did they organize events here with you guys, and you guys worked collaboratively, or how did that work?
Yeah, I wasn't involved in years past. I was an attendee on that side, but I've attended pitch competitions at different co-working spaces, you know, panel speakers, smaller workshops. They tend to do the really big events in the large seating arenas, and a co-working space is good for something that seats up to 50 or maybe even 100, and each place is different based on their facilities.
If you could... if there was something that you could change, if you were like king for the day, and you could change something about the ecosystem, what would you change?
I think what you've been saying, Joseph, which is why I'm here talking to you, is this circulation of the people who are really well involved in the startup community. Circulating that throughout the city would be great for my members. To get that sort of exposure, and great for the community. I still feel like with the working at home, we're all kind of in our silos, and even if you pick a co-working space, we discussed how great that can be, but there's still so much more out there, and there's a lot of opportunity to get Denver really talking by circulating these events around all of the facilities in the city. So that's what I agree with you.
For a startup, if you were talking to, if a startup was like, why should I get a spot here at VentureX, what would you tell them?
I would tell them that we have great views. We have these doors that open all the way up, and you can get fresh air. That's why I'm here. I picked this one because I like the views of Denver, and I like the fresh air. And you don't get that in an office environment with open to the outside air. You know, 9 months out of the year here, it's phenomenal outside, right?
Yeah.
So that's my favorite part. Second, we're more spread out, more space per member. You're not so crammed in. You're not in a little, you know, glass and steel jungle. But we have, you know, larger offices, more square footage per person. And then lastly, it's that community, right? In VentureX, all the VentureXs are independently owned, so it's actually a franchise. I'm in the owner. I'm here on site. Same with the other locations. And we really work to form that community, which I think is the difference here. So it's a lot of fun. I have fun doing it. My members are having fun. So I'm really looking forward to being fully out of the pandemic and everything back to normal.
Well, and I love that you... that you enjoy the networking part of it and helping people connect. I'd say that's a unique aspect of this building as well.
Well, thank you, but I do rely on super connectors like you, Joseph, to help me out.
Well, how can people find out more about VentureX, VentureX 16th Street Mall, and getting to know you?
Well, thank you. Our website is venturex.com. You can filter for our locations. We're called Denver Downtown on 16th, and that's the best way to reach us. So.
Perfect. Well, thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you, Joseph.
Hey, guys, thanks for watching another episode of Startup Ecosystem. No stupid questions. I didn't actually ask a lot of stupid questions this time. Normally, I'm like
stump me
a
once.
Bunch of. So if you guys got anything out of this episode, hit the share button. Share this with your friends and your network.
Well, that's it, folks. That's another episode of No Stupid Questions in the books. If you would like to be a guest on Startup Ecosystem, No Stupid Questions, simply apply at www.joinincrowdpodcast.com/no-stupid-questions. One last stupid question. Who do you know that could benefit from this episode? Hit the share button and share this episode with a friend. Or an enemy.